2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 2. I told Brother Barry this morning, I'm always blessed the way the Word the Lord works and puts things together. I had a completely different thought on my mind sometime the first part of the week, part of last week. And then this week, right near the end of the week, the Lord changed my mind or put this on my heart. And I'll tell you how it happened. Regina, the choir members get the songs that they're going to sing in a message, and they can listen to it and sing their part and all. And she had this song, and I've always loved this song. I never shall forget the day. And I don't know, Jeff, we might have to get the choir back up here to sing the invitation in a few minutes. But I want to share this with you, and I believe it'll be a blessing to our hearts this morning. And I told Brother Barry, it's amazing how God ties everything together. Notice what you, if you will, please, in the book of 2 Corinthians, and notice in chapter number 6, I'll read just one verse this morning. For he saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I succored or helped thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. The Lord said he heard you. And when you cried out, when you called on him for salvation, he heard you and he helped you. He saved you. And he said, behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. I never shall forget the day when the Lord saved me. Let's bow together for prayer. Father, I pray now the Holy Ghost of God would help me. Give me your anointing and your power. I pray, God, for touch from the Holy Ghost. Fill me, use me, get everything out of my mind and heart that ought not to be there. And God, this morning I bow before you and confess that there's no good thing in me, but I'm thankful for the indwelling of the Holy Ghost of God. And our Father, I know that the Word of God through Sunday school and through the music and through what you spoke to my heart about, our Father, you have a definite purpose. I pray for every young person and teenager and young adult and senior saint in this building and in the radio audience. I pray, God, that the Holy Ghost of God would speak to every heart. And I pray, God, they'd know 100% sure that they're on their way to heaven. And I'll thank you and praise you and give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I never shall forget the day when the Lord saved me. If he saved you, would you raise your hand this morning as a testimony? I know you've already testified to your friends around you. It's a wonderful thing. This morning, Brother Barry in the Sunday school class said exactly what I believe. You may not remember the date or maybe even all of that happened the day you got saved. But one thing you know for sure is that you're saved. I remember old Brother Avery Rogers used to say to me, not near one of us in here remember the day you were born. I don't think anybody, now some people got good memories. Regina can remember things that happened to her in kindergarten, early grades of school. I think I blocked out most of those school years in my mind. But she can remember all those details. But not one of us can really remember exactly the day that we got born. But one thing you know for sure, you're alive right now. If you're alive right now, wave at me one more time. We want to make sure everybody's alive in here this morning. But you know, how do you know? How do you know you're alive? Well, because you respond to things. And you've grown, you know you're alive. And you're aware of your life inside of you. The Bible said the Holy Ghost of God witnesses. I want to share three little things with you this morning with a few subpoints. As the Lord spoke to my heart as I was thinking about that song, and it just got real to me about the day of my salvation. I remember when I was a young boy, we went to Calvary Baptist Church there, and the Holy Ghost of God began to deal with me as a young boy. Before that time, I had a friend, Billy White, who was a member of that church. He kept wanting me to get to join the church and get baptized. I never would go down just to get baptized. I never would go down just to get saved, just to join the church. But we had revival. We had a young pastor. It was kind of like a mission church. We had young preachers to come through from time to time, different pastors. And Ted James was our pastor. He was a seminary student, but he loved the Lord. And he was a different kind of preacher. He was a real man. He was just like everybody else. He loved to hunt. He loved to fish. He loved to play ball with the boys. He'd take us camping and do all things. And you know what he did? He made God real to me in the everyday life, everyday life. Terry and Tony fish in the Fishers of Men tournament, and they have a big bass tournament. They love the fish and all of that, but they love souls. And Brother Dale Morgan's kind of leading that chapter around here, and I talked to him on the phone yesterday, and I said, "You have a good crowd to go out this morning?" He said, "Yeah, but we had a better time last night." What they do is they have a banquet or have a supper before on Friday night, and you have to attend that in order to go. And what they do is they feed a great meal and have some prizes, but then they share the gospel. And they had one, I think he said, get saved, and about three to rededicate their life. And he said, that was the best thing in the world. And thank the Lord for that, for people getting saved. But I never could just join to be joining. And Brother Ted James had made Christ real to me. He'd talk about the Lord. He'd get out and walk along. We're walking out in the woods, a bunch of guys, or down by the lake or wherever, and he's talking about what God's done, how good God is. But the greatest gift of all is when he gave his son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to die for us on the cross. And boy, that made it real to me, made it real. And I remember they came to my mama's house, and I've told you the story many times, and church gave us an old metal glider. But whenever they came up in the yard, Mama saw them. It was a preacher and evangelist. We were having revival. But the Lord had really spoke to my heart the night before. And whenever they came in the house, Mama sent me out of the house. And I've said jokingly, I don't know what it was, but every time we had company, Mama sent me somewhere. But she sent me out of the house. And it wasn't but just a few minutes. I went out in the yard. I was in the front yard. Like normal, I might probably up a tree or something. But I didn't go far. In a few minutes, the front door opened, and Brother Ted and the evangelist came out, and he called my name. And I'm glad not only did Ted call my name that day, the Lord God Eternal called my name that day. I remember going over and sit down in that old glider, sit between those two men of God, and they shared with me the gospel. I don't remember all the details, but I do know that there at that point in time, I bowed my head, and I asked Jesus to come in my heart and save me as a young boy. And God did save me. I believe that with all my heart. Made a difference in my life. I didn't grow like I ought to in the Lord as a young boy and a teenager, but I'm glad that what he did forever. Amen. And I'm glad that he that begun a good work in you will perform. Here's the three little points. That was kind of a little short introduction there. But the three points is this. I want to talk to you a few minutes this morning about the experience of salvation. I want to talk to you about the enjoyment of salvation. And then I want to talk to you about the endurance of salvation. And when I got to looking at that song, every bit of it's in that song. That's a good old Southern gospel song, but that one's got some gospel in it. That one's got the Word of God in it. And I want to thank, first of all, the experience. He said, I want to thank the Lord. I never shall forget the day that the Lord saved me. And here's the key to salvation. The Lord saved me. The experience of salvation is a birth experience. It's not some decision. It's not just joining something. There is something that really happens to you. The Lord saved me. At his birth, the angels proclaimed, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And the Lord Jesus Christ said, I've come to seek and to save that which was lost. Jesus Christ is the only Savior. He said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. You've got to come through the Lord Jesus Christ. He that hath the Son hath life. Jesus Christ is the Savior, and you've got to be born again by the grace of God. In the first chorus of that song, it says, I was burdened down with sin. I needed a Savior, and you need a Savior, because sin has a burden that you cannot break on your own. Oh, Dr. Bob Jones Sr. said, the chains of sin are so light and they're so strong that you can't feel them until you can't break them. The devil wants to bind you up, and you have that burden of sin. And you and I carry that sin because it was handed down to us through Adam. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And then he goes on in that song and he said this, he had no happiness within. There's no real joy, no real happiness until you know the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible said there is pleasure in sin for a season, but through the Lord Jesus Christ, you find real joy in your heart and life. Another verse of that song, on down another part of that verse, it said, I never knew the joy down deep in my soul. And here's the difference. Happiness is one thing. That means it has to do with happenings around you. But joy doesn't have to have anything around it to be real. And what he said in that song, I was missing that real deep joy. People try everything in the world. They try success and try education. They try sexual sin. They try money. They try drugs. They try alcohol. But they don't ever find that real joy way down deep in their soul. That's why you need a Savior. That's why you need a Savior. But what blesses me, it says this, but there is a Savior. His name is Jesus. He came to seek and to save that which was lost. And He is my Savior and He is my Lord. That there's a verse in here that says this, and to get that gift, the wage of sin is death, but the gift of God's eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. He loved you. Everybody's a sinner. The wage of sin is death. But how do you get saved? One of the verses says that he said this. He said, I never knew the meaning of joy down deep in my soul. But then he goes on and said, I finally knelt down and contentment filled my soul. I finally knelt down. Most of you who are saved would testify that there was a time that you became under conviction and you felt the burden of sin, you felt the guilt of sin, and you knew you didn't have any real joy or real peace, and you finally knelt down. It seems as if we try to fight it instead of embrace it. There's something in this old man, and the devil himself doesn't want you saved. And so before you get saved, most of the time there's a battle. But he said, when I finally knelt down, that kneeling down is an indication of surrender and acknowledgement that I cannot save myself. And I bow before Him. It's much like that picture of the one who came into the temple, and the Bible said he kneeled and he would not even lift his eyes toward heaven. He knelt down and he smote himself on his chest and he said, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And my dear friend, the experience of salvation comes only to be real in your heart and life when you'll kneel down before Him and acknowledge Him as your Savior and your only Lord and receive Him as your Savior. You can get to go to heaven because of that. And listen, I love that next little phrase in that song. And he said, when I did that, when I knelt down, contentment. Boy, some people describe it like this to me when they get saved. It's like a ton of bricks lifted off me. But then to have that joy and peace they hadn't had before. And he says it like this, and all heaven filled my soul. Oh, listen, you think about that. Wouldn't you like to have an experience like that where all your sins would be gone and you'd have that joy and contentment on inside and that you'd have all of that, the joy of heaven come and fill your soul. Oh, listen, you got to have a birthday. Miss Janice Furlin, we love her dearly, and Brother Paul, we miss them. More than that, we pray for them because of all that they both have been through physically. But keep them in your prayers and love them. But today's her birthday, and you have a birthday, and you have to have a spiritual birthday. You've got to be born again. And the only way to do that is to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. But notice not only the experience of salvation, notice the enjoyment of salvation. God did not save you to make you miserable. He came to give you peace. Behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy. Salvation is great joy when you get saved. Oh, listen, in that song, he makes this statement, the life of peacefulness down deep in my soul abides. Oh, the peacefulness of God way down deep in my soul abides. He gave you an everlasting peace. The Lord said, I'll give you peace, not as the world gives peace, but I give you my peace, my peace. Now, the only way we can have peace in the world, they think, is if we quit having wars. They want to quit all the wars and we'll have peace. But Christ said, I'll give you something different. In the midst of the storm, in the middle of the lion's den, in the burning hot furnace, in the deepest, darkest cave of your heart and life, in all the troubles around you, I'll give you peace in the midst of the storm. In a world of chaos and confusion and a life that's ruined and wrecked, God's peace can come to you and flood your soul and make you a brand new creature in Christ Jesus. Oh, listen, the enjoyment of salvation is that peace that abides way down deep in your soul. He also says this, I will praise Him for the day He took all my sins away. To know that every sin's gone, Brother Barry said, put it on his account, much like you see the story in the New Testament, much like the parable of the Good Samaritans. He binds him up, binds his wound, takes him to an inn, and he says this, if he owes more, when I come back, I'll pay that too. But listen, salvation's real, and there's the joy of knowing that all your sins are gone. God will forgive all of your sins. He washes them all away. Never to think of them again, never be reminded of them. And then in that song, he makes this statement that so fits it, I was happy and free. Oh, God set us free. He forgave us of all of our sin, and we are free from the power of sin, and we are free from the punishment of sin, and one of these days we'll be free from the presence of sin in a place called heaven. My dear friend, I never shall forget the day when the Lord saved me. What a blessing it was. Listen, the enjoyment of it, peace that abideth in your soul, all your sins taken away, happy and free. And then he says, and glory filled my soul. Oh, listen, the glory of God came in. And he said this, for I know the Lord is in control. Thank God, from here on out, if you get saved, you're not in charge. He's in charge, and He'll take care of everything. He said, my God shall meet all of your needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. He said, I'll not withhold from you any good thing. He'll take care of you in sickness and in health, in the sunshine, in the rain. Whatever comes your way, He's going to be with you through it all. He'll go with you through the fire and with you through the flood. And thank God, this wonderful song tells us that He did that. And the Lord is control. And thank the Lord for that. Oh, but listen, I want you to note, if you will quickly, please, I want you to note the endurance of salvation. He said, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoso believed in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That means life with no end. When you get saved, you know how long you're saved? Forever. Forever. Some time ago, I love honey, and I use honey in my coffee, but I've been drinking coffee the last few days, but I love honey. And I was looking at something one time, facts about honey. Do you know what the shelf life of honey is? Forever. Forever. Honey is good forever. And you say, well, Brother Bill, I know I hit some one time and it turned to sugar. That don't mean it won't good. Amen. And you know what I found about that honey? It's like the blessings of the Lord. And when it turns to sugar, all you got to do is put a little bit of heat on it, and it'll get liquefied again, and it'll be just as good, but it's good anyhow. But thank the Lord for it. But He gives you everlasting life. How long are you going to be saved? Will the Lord save me? I can't live the life, Brother Billy. Don't have to. He'll help you with the Holy Ghost of God. He'll teach you. He'll guide you. If you disobey Him, if you get a lie, the Bible said He'll correct you. He said He does that for all of His children. Every one of us have to have that from time to time. But my dear friend, you get saved forever. He gives you everlasting life. You won't ever lose it. He said, you're in His Father's hand. And He said, no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. Thank God. It is forever. And he said, listen, he makes this statement, and to heaven I will go and spend eternity. Now you think about that. Go to heaven for all eternity. No more sickness, no more sorrow, no more pain. It'll last forever and forever. And then you won't ever get off of it. It'll be forever new in His presence. And he says, through endless ages, praising His name. we'll be praising Him forever and ever, because then we'll know even more than we know now that we didn't save ourselves. We didn't keep ourselves. He did it all. He kept us all, and He brought us to that place, to a place called heaven, and we're there for all eternity. I never will forget the day that the Lord saved me. Thank the Lord. And He said this, I will sing and shout, for He is everything to me. Christ is everything to me and to you. We've all had blessings of the Lord. We've all had health. There come a day maybe when you don't have all those physical blessings. There may come a day when your health will fail you, but He won't ever fail you. He's everything. He's everything you'll ever need. He is perfect everything. He's perfect in His wisdom, in His power, in His peace. He's able to keep you from falling. He's a wonderful, wonderful Savior. My dear friend, we'll spend eternity singing and shouting and praising. And I think it's a good idea for us to start right now, for He is our everything. Amen. I want to ask you a question this morning. First of all, have you had the experience of the new birth? Have you been born again? Not did you join church or did you get baptized, but was there a time, you may not remember the day, may not remember all the circumstances, but you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that I'm saved and heaven's my home. 100% sure that if I die this week, our good brother Jimmy was talking to a gentleman, even in a doctor's office. And the old gentleman, when he asked him about his relationship with the Lord, he said, well, I hope so. I hope so. Brother Jimmy pointed out to him in 1 John, it says, these things have I written that you might know that you have eternal life. And just as sure as I'm standing here today, you can know that you're saved. Have you had that experience? Not trusting any prayer you prayed or anything like that, but were you born again by the grace of God? Did God give you everlasting life that day? I want to ask you another question. Are you enjoying your salvation? He didn't save you to make you miserable. The only thing that a Christian does, if they get out of the will of God or they grieve the Holy Ghost of God, sometimes, like David, they lose the joy of their salvation, but they don't lose their salvation. Are you enjoying being saved right now as much as you ever have? Are you now enjoying that peace that abideth and the joy that's way down in your soul? Maybe something's come between you and the Savior this morning. You might want to get around these newly carpeted altars and just tell the Lord this morning that I want to be close to you again. David prayed and said this, Lord, return unto me the joy of thy salvation. And you may need that. But I'm going to tell you right now, one thing that's the anchor of our soul, that we are saved through all eternity. Whatever comes in our life, whether we consider it good or bad, whatever comes, we're His child, and we'll be with Him forever in a place called heaven. I want you to bow your heads here this morning in the auditorium. Welcome again to all our friends on the internet, the radio audience today. And I want to ask you a simple question. If you were to die right now, would you go to be with the Lord? Are you saved? The Word of God says He's the only Savior. Do you have Jesus as your Savior? Are you depending completely on Him? Not your good works or your baptism, but you know that Jesus Christ lives in your heart today. I know that I'm saved, and thank the Lord for it. If not, would you right now call on Him? You say, well, Brother Billy, how in the world would I ever get Him to come in? The Bible said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. The song that the choir sang, I finally knelt down. It means I finally gave up. I finally turned it all over to Him. I finally came to the end of myself, and I came and said, dear Lord Jesus, I am a sinner. Without You doing something for me, I'll die and go to hell. But Lord Jesus, right now, I ask You to come in my heart, forgive me of my sin. I accept Jesus Christ as my Savior. Lord, I believe You died, You were buried, and You rose again, and You're alive. And Lord, You're right here, right now. Please come in my heart and save me right now. Thank You, Lord, for loving me. Thank You, Lord, for saving me right now. My dear friend, you need to do that. And let me ask you, Christians, is your Christian life a drudgery? Do you have that joy and that peace that He gave to you at the first when you got saved? Has something come between you and your Savior? I'd ask you this morning, let the Holy Ghost of God put His finger on what it is. And then He said, if you'll confess your sins, He's faithful and just to forgive you and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. And He talks in that passage of Scripture, we'll read it tonight, fellowship. You walk in darkness, you don't have any fellowship. My dear friend, if you'll trust Him to forgive you and cleanse you, even as a believer, that He'll forgive, He'll restore you, refill you with the Holy Ghost of God, and you can walk in sweet fellowship with Him and have that joy and victory that you might not have right now. I encourage you to do that. Let's stand together for prayer this morning. And we've got a song to play. I want us to just bow before the Lord. Let me pray. Heavenly Father, I pray now the Holy Ghost of God, Lord Jesus, would speak to hearts. I pray, God, that, Lord, that we would enjoy the salvation that You gave us through the Lord Jesus Christ. And, Lord, I am so glad that the Lord saved me. Let me invite you here, dear friends. If you're not saved, would you want to get saved today? Would you trust Jesus today? I prayed a simple prayer a while ago. Maybe you even prayed that prayer with me already in the media audience, radio, or here in the building. Would you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ? Call on Him today. If we could help you, we'd love to pray with you. But I'm telling you right now, He knows your name. And when you finally kneel before Him, He'll save you and give you everlasting life. I'd invite you to come. Invite those who are believers to come. My dear friend, if you just want to worship Him for a few minutes, if you want to not only sing and shout and rejoice about what He's done, but if you want to be humbly, bow humbly before Him and do like Brother Barry said this morning, tell Him that you love Him because He first loved you and thank Him for salvation and for what He's done for you. I invite you to come. Lord, bless now. Help men and women, boys and girls to do what they'll be glad they've done in eternity. And I'll thank You and praise You. As we keep our heads bowed, I invite you to come and come around and kneel here this morning. Some of you might want to just try this new carpet out anyway. Come get around this old altar and thank the Lord for salvation. And they're going to play a song for you.